were very concerned about the polling results on the right-to-work law, which since 1947, Virginia has been a state that is known as a right-to-work state. And since 1947, businesses have expanded here, employees join their employers' work, and businesses relocate here without those individual employees being forced to join a union to work there or pay some fee to work where there is a union. This is an important cornerstone of economic development and a cornerstone of national business rankings. We have seen in the candidate questionnaire results, 42% of the candidates that participated in our survey said they would repeal the right-to-work law and therefore make it mandatory for an employee to join the union or pay a fee. That would shake the foundation of Virginia business climate if that were to be true.
Barry, do you think this is, by the candidate now, a well-considered position? In other words, they understand the ramification? Or do you think that this is something that has not been thought through in terms of what does it mean? Because, for example, our CNBC ranking will probably go away.
I think it's a lack of understanding of the impact. And people who do care about workers' rights, as we care about worker rights, believe this is the only path to ensure that workers have an opportunity to participate and make their voice known. But this is a path that will lead to a significant impact on our business climate rankings, and we as a state will be removed from the list of places that are considered for major expansions and relocations. What's most fascinating, and I think our education campaign will help people understand the benefits of having the right to work, or the right to join or not join, where there is a labor union. I think once they understand, they will realize that is why Kentucky, West Virginia, and Wisconsin have all just voted to become states that have right-to-work laws. So now 27 states have right-to-work laws, and those states want to be like Virginia. So it would be very unusual for a state to go in the other direction. And we're hopeful that these candidates, we will have an opportunity to educate those elected and have an opportunity to demonstrate to them that having the right-to-work law is a foundation that helps us and allows this Commonwealth to be competitive.
Because the cost of that has got to be in the billions of dollars.
We actually hired an independent economic firm to analyze the impact of losing right-to-work, and your instincts are correct, Bill. It would cost Virginia approximately, in our economy, about $1 billion a year annually if right-to-work did not exist in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And many of the major ranking institutions, I mentioned CNBC, but also Forbes, and we've determined small business and entrepreneurship rankings would also go down if we didn't have this on the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we think worker protection is important, but we don't think Virginia workers should be forced to join a union or pay a non-membership fee in order to be hired or keep their existing job. We've enjoyed the benefits of having this since 1947, so I don't know that all of our citizens and employees realize they have that benefit, but it is certainly one that we enjoy. And over 99% of Virginia business is small business, and I was just at an event this morning in Fredericksburg where small business owners expressed a serious concern about losing this right to work. If it was repealed, it would impact small businesses significantly.